Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is January 15, 2024. This is our free public event called Divinely Directed. And what we do here is whatever the allies have in mind. So for those of you who are new, what we'll do here is first, after this intro, I'm going to set up the energetic container. I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, which is kind of an altar on the floor. I'm going to call the directions in the center in a language called Quechua. Then I'm going to call in several dozen divine beings to help us out. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, all wonderful, cool folks to work with. Once they're all here, we'll set up a sacred safe container so that the good energy is held in and only good stuff joins us during the event. And then I'm going to lead you into embodied awakening, which is where you invite your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And there's all kinds of sweet benefits from that, because I want us all tuned up to get the maximum benefit from what follows. And after that, it's called divinely directed, and that is what will happen. We'll say, beautiful allies, give each person experiencing this event exactly what serves their highest good. That might be a sweet awakening state. It might be some kind of healing process. It could be who knows what. The allies know, I don't. And this will be equally effective whether you are on the live call or whether you're experiencing it afterward in the archive. The recording will be available only to members of Awakening Plus. That's how it works. We do two free live events a month, and anyone can join those, but archive events are just for members. So that's how it works. This will take about an hour. We should be done around 9 p.m. Eastern time. And that's how it works. The way I make the request when we're doing an experiential event like this, I do request your undivided attention. You know, it sounds like a really bold request in this day and age of multitasking, but the reason is we're all co-creating the energy, and you being fully focused on what we're doing as if you were right here in the room with me will not only give you the best experience, it will energetically support everybody else. This even applies if you're on the recording. This event and every event we do is held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. Anyone who ever does it influences it. So that's how it works. However, if you have to leave early, that is not a problem. Just ask the allies, hey, ease me out, would you? And they'll ease you out and you can depart without disrupting the field. But if you are present, please be fully present. This is my request. If you can possibly do that, that'd be great. And that's kind of how it works. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge everyone who's here. I see 47 people in the Zoom room at the moment, and I'm going to welcome you all. So thank you for being here. Angela, Arlene, Barb, another Barb, Brandy, Brittany, Colin, or it might be Colin, Darla, Debbie, Diana, Ellen, Eric, Faye, someone on an iPad, Isabella, James, Jeannie Lee, Jenny, Jesse, Karen, Casey, Kirk, Larissa, Laura, MJ, Nanda, Natalie, Nikita, I hope I said that right, Nikki, Nicole, Paul, Paula, Rina, or maybe Rina, Sheena, Sri, Teresa, Tina, and there's some phone callers whose names I don't know. And then there's EMC and Patricia so far. So welcome all you folks on the live call. Equally warm welcome to those of you experiencing this via the recording. So glad you're all here. So let's do this. Enough intro. So to begin, I'm going to ask you to, again, assuming it is safe, please don't do anything that is not safe. But assuming it is, please close your eyes and take a moment to experience your body, just the overall feeling of the physical body. And then, if you have awareness of your energy body, prana, chi, life force, in or around you, notice that as well and just feel it. We're just getting the baseline. We're not changing anything. Just wherever you're at right now, physically and energetically, just feel that. Alrighty, so that's your baseline. Now, I'd like you to be passive while I call the directions and call the allies and set up the container. If you feel energy moving, make that what you pay attention to, passively, just letting it do what it will. If you cannot feel that, that is okay. In that case, just feel your breath coming and going on its own. Please, no breath control. Let the breath do whatever it wishes. So passive either way, feeling energy or feeling breath. And if I'm yawning, That is me shamanically moving energy. It is definitely not because I'm tired. I'm taking off my feet because my feet are already getting hot because the energy's starting to move. Alrighty, I'm going to invite you to have your eyes closed as much as possible. That keeps the attention inside, and that is where the action is. So again, passive awareness of energy or breath as I do the setup. After I yawn one more time. Alrighty. Make one technical adjustment before I sing. Zoom likes the musician on here. Here we go. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti. Good start. Energy's already feeling good. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, maximum merging of higher self and Benjamin that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. Then for all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. Again, as a reminder, all the beings I'm calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call their archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu, Ayers Rock. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everybody, please be passive and let the field form itself from the allies. There we go. Thank you. All right, the shielding is in place. Now, anyone who would like to call in any additional allies, they're welcome as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent. We'll leave a moment for those to join us as well. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies to join us. There we go. Thank you very much, sweet field. So take a moment and see how you feel now, physical body, energetic body. See if just the setting up of the container and the allies has it made you feel any different. You're also getting your baseline in preparation for doing embodied awakening. Righty. So, next is embodied awakening, invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Of course, your higher self created your human self in the first place. It loves you. It's watching out for you. Only good things can come from a deeper merging of human and higher self. You might think of your physical body like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat, and your higher self's going to drive. However, this is reversible instantly. So, if for any reason your ego doesn't like the higher self's driving, just like that, your ego's back behind the wheel. The higher self is gone, stepped out, back of above, and everything's back like it was. So, this is a risk-free situation, and you can revert back to the way it was anytime you'd like. So, if any part of you is worried about this, you can let it know that, hey, we can put it back like it was. So, why would you even want to do embodied awakening? There are huge numbers of benefits. The most obvious are when you're in the state, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, your intuition works better and you just know what to do more easily. And there's also this full body euphoria that is so sweet. So those are just the beginnings of why it's cool to be an embodied awakening. So if you're willing to experience that, one more time, take just another moment to feel how your physical and energetic bodies feel. Get that baseline one more time. And with eight words, we're going to invite the higher self into the body. And then once we've said the words, I'll guide you on how to ease the process forward. So I'm going to invite you to repeat after me in just a moment. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Again, you're talking to your own higher self. Let's start now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. That is it. Let the words go. Now your attention is on feeling. If you feel energy moving and changing in your body, that is what I would like you to pay attention to. If you cannot feel that, feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, please. And I want you to do this with maximum passivity. What this means is, while you're feeling, you're going to be better off not doing any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive. Let your higher self do all this for you. Any effort beyond passive awareness will push the higher self away and slow things down or even stop them. So please, passivity is the key. Let your higher self come to you now. As it comes, there may be times when you get distracted. There may be moments when you're no longer feeling energy or breath and you're off with your attention somewhere else. As soon as you notice that, just gently bring your attention back to feeling energy or breath. That distraction may still be in the background, and that's fine. Just Let it be in the background, but put your conscious attention on feeling energy, or if you can't do that, feel breath. And there's one final nuance that can take this even deeper and make it even easier, which is to use the absolute minimum amount of effort required to feel energy or breath. When people first do this, they're often amazed at how little effort is required for this. So let's do a little trick called the minimum effort game. And we're going to start the game to drop to zero. So literally, I want you to drop to no effort at all. This means you aren't even trying to feel anything. You're just there. You're just existing. Whatever happens is fine. So try that now. Zero effort. Maintaining zero effort, is there awareness of energy or breath all by itself without you even trying? If there is, zero is the ideal amount of effort for you. But if it's zero, you've lost awareness of energy or breath, then add back the tiniest amount of effort needed to feel it again. Again, obviously, the less effort needed to feel energy or breath, the better. So take a moment just to fine-tune that effort level, whether it's no effort at all or just a little bit. Y'all are doing really well. I have the ability, by the grace of our allies, to feel overall what's happening, and it feels like most of you guys are in embodied awakening. Well done. So, how would you know if that's true? When you're in embodied awakening, four things are all true at the same time. There is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, and it's completely effortless. It really holds itself. So, I'd like you to check out if you're there already. Is it true or not that there is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless right now? So if it is, just hang out and enjoy that. It feels really nice. If you're not quite there, we'll leave you just a moment longer to go to the absolute minimum effort level that allows you to feel energy or breath, whether that is zero or just a little bit of effort. Please stay absolutely passive otherwise. And if you don't get all the way to embodied awakening, that's fine. Even if you just get a little bit there, that's sweet. Awakening is not an on-off switch, it is a dimmer control. And any movement toward that embodied awakening state is to be celebrated. Okay, so based on what I'm feeling, we have a pretty solid embodied awakened field. Well done, those of you who got there. Well done, those of you who got partway there. Well done, those of you who just gave it your best shot. But everyone gets to move forward with the rest of the event, regardless of how embodied awakening you did or did not get. So, noticing now how you feel. Take another check-in. How's the body and energy body feeling? Now we're going to do the thing we all came here for, which is the divinely directed event. Again, as you heard, I called in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies. They're all poised and eager to help us. And we're all going to get what serves our highest good during the remainder of the event. So, you humans hang out while I address the allies for a moment. Beautiful divine allies, we are so grateful that you're here to help us out. We are eager to receive your assistance. We ask now, allies, that each person here, whether they're live or on the recording, now receive whatever energetic experience serves their highest good, whether that's a deep, blissful, embodied awakening or awakening at a higher level, whether that's the healing that serves them. If it is a healing, please, as always, make it something that's manageable, even if it's intense, don't give them too much. And let it be whatever combination of healing or awakening or whatever other Energetic experience serves each person's highest good, allies. We know you can work with each person uniquely and individually, and as well as working with us all collectively. We're so grateful for your blessings. Please proceed. All right, the energy is flowing. So, you humans, relax, be passive. As the energy moves, I'm going to encourage you to be as somatically focused as possible. You may feel energy moving in your body or in your energetic field, emotionally, whatever. Just feel, feel, feel. And the more you pay attention to what you're feeling, the more benefit you're going to get. That's how this stuff works, the way we do it. Now, there may be thoughts or images in the field too, and that's normal and that's fine. We allow that. But I suggest not focusing on that. When we're in a process like this, there's literally no thought that can help you, no matter how helpful it seems. So, to the best of your ability, just feel the experience, feel the sensations, and let everything else be in the background. Once we're all done, you can think to your mind's content, but right now, just please feel passively. And please, no helping. The allies are far better at healing and awakening us than our egos could ever do it through our own effort. So, to the degree that you become fully passive and allow these beautiful divine beings to do it for you, based on years of experience, you're going to get a whole lot more benefit than if your ego steps up and tries to control it in any way itself. So, I encourage you to give that a try. If you are getting a healing experience, my body is shaking pretty good right now, which is not uncommon at all. So, if you're getting a healing, you may shake or vibrate or tremble. You may cry. You might make sound. If it's really intense, you may need to get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or move energy in a big way. That's all fine, as long as, your environment supports any of that. And it may be that your healing process is silent and still. That happens a lot too. Please don't make anything happen. Like I say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. But if your body wants to do any of those things spontaneously, if at all possible, let that happen. The body's very good at releasing heavy energy if we don't get in the way. And again, I promise you there will be no overwhelm here. Even if there's a significant healing happening, the allies are keeping a very close eye on you. They are very intelligent, they are very skilled. And they will not give you more than you can do. I say this with great confidence because, in over 12 years of working with these invocations, not once ever has anyone reported to me that they got overwhelmed. The allies will not do it, and you are safe to completely experience whatever's coming up without having to hold anything back. So, that is my invitation to you. Let it rip and receive the full benefit of what's being offered here. As a reminder, please be fully present with this process. Please do not multitask. If you are here, please be fully and completely present to the best of your ability. If you have to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they will kind of ease you out without disrupting anything else. Okay, so that's the critical instructions. I now may be silent for periods of time. I may or may not support the process with music. I just do as the allies guide. Sometimes they want music, sometimes they don't. So I invite you to relax and finally to have no preference. If you're having a blissful experience, obviously that's great. But if you're having a challenging experience, that in some ways can be even more beneficial because they're clearing away heavy energy that has been in the way of your deeper permanent awakening. And if you are having a challenging experience, if you relax and let them clean you up, then after they're done, you will be at a higher level of awakening and that will be your new baseline. So the challenging experiences are very helpful if you let them run their course. And remember, there's nothing you have to do except let the allies help you. And once more, every ally in this field is of high vibration and benevolent intent. You are safe to open to this process. And if I don't speak for periods of time, just know that I'm still holding space for you. Y'all are doing really good because a sweet new energy entered the field about 30 seconds ago. So if you're feeling that higher level of bliss, enjoy it. Also, very important, if what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, do not use effort to match my description. You may be having a unique, bespoke process that the allies are giving you, in which case, go with that. Again, let your process be what it is. Do not use effort to match my description. What I'm describing is what most of us are experiencing. There will always be exceptions, and you might be one of those, and that is perfectly fine. All right, they are calling for a song. This is a medicine song used in ayahuasca ceremonies. And it's going to support what we're doing here. Don't worry about what the words mean. Just allow the energy to do what it does. Please let the music be in the background. Put your main attention on what you are feeling, please. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa cum aeridi. Montai kunai kayari shamu yari ayahuasca summa kunai montai kunai kayari Apenas sale la aurora en
las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacruneta summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shamuya Chakrunita summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Archangel Michael, summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shamuyaridiri. Archangel Raphael, summa kunaididi, Mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririririri. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Otorongo summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririri. Puma puma summa kunaididi, Mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririririri. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apu Mount Shasta, summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririri. Apu Asangate, summa kunaididi, Mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririririri. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora, en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shiva, Shiva, summa kunaididi, mantai kunai kayari, shambhu yadiriririri. Kali, Kali, summa kunaididi, Mantai kunai kayari, shamu yadiriririri, shamu yadiriririri, shamu.
Please remain passive, holding your attention on feeling the energy if you can, feeling your breath on its own, doing whatever it wants to otherwise. Let these beautiful divine allies bless you with whatever experience serves your highest good. Please hold no preference in any given moment regarding whether that experience is challenging or blissful. Just do the best you can. You're queuing up another medicine song. Once again, primary focus on your sensations in your physical and energetic bodies. Let the music be in the background supporting that. Chirik, 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 sanango, sanango, chirik 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 sanango 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 lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Lay day 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay day 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 Please remain passive, allowing whatever bliss or challenge or whatever is showing up for you in your experience. Trust that the divine allies really know what you most need and open to it as fully as you can. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Lor si tangi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, Flor si tangi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi Cielo, cielo, Flor si tangi oloroso. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca. Flor si tangi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi shungoi Please notice how you feel. Some of us are now feeling more like beings of energy than beings of solid matter. This means you've become more aware of your energetic bodies. So in the next few minutes, the allies are going to gradually integrate us back into our physical bodies. Whatever high celestial sweet energies we've been working with, they're going to integrate into our baseline reality the best they can. As always, the greatest amount that serves highest good. There's nothing we humans have to do except allow the process. Please don't try to help. The allies have it down. They can do it better than our egos ever could. For some of us, we're moving into a consciousness, a vibe that we've never been in before. I invite you to relax into that. One of the rules of awakening is you can't move into a new level unless you're willing to give up the old one. So just relax and let yourself be transformed, transmuted, whatever, into the new reality. And they're now integrating that into our bodies really sweetly. For some of us, we'll feel as if all the energy is in the physical form. For some of us, it's more of a both and experience. We will feel a lot of energy in the body and we'll also have awareness of a beautiful bubble of energy well beyond the physical body, holding multiple levels, physical and beyond, at the same time. Just let your experience be whatever it is. Neither one is better or worse. But the allies do know what will serve you best, and I invite you just to allow that. Yeah, for me, the energy just got really sweet just now. And we'll leave probably another minute or two to allow this integration to naturally wrap itself up. Again, strongly encouraging you to be passive and let this process be run by our divine helpers. My own belief is that a human could practice this stuff for 100 lifetimes and still not be a fraction as good as your beautiful divine helpers already are. The whole basis of my practice in reality these days is to let these beautiful allies do for me everything they do better, which is most of it, and just let the personality allow them to help. They are so happy to help. That's why they're there. Feels like we're pretty well integrated. So, one last time, please feel your physical body. What does it feel like now? Become aware the best you can of your energy body. How does that feel now? And how is that compared to when we started this event? If you have a keener inner awareness, you'll feel subtleties and, little details. If you're not that sensitive, even a sense of I feel more relaxed or calm or peaceful, that is in fact awareness of the divine energy. And even if you just have that vague sense of it, that's a great start. And if you continue with effective spiritual awakening and healing practices, your awareness of energy will get more and more fine-tuned. When I started, I could not feel a thing. And over many years, I've now become super sensitive to how the energy feels. So if I could get there, I think anyone can. All right, so we're going to close the container and then we'll open it up for questions. So here we go. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha. Inti Quiji. Beautiful divine allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thank you for giving each person live or on the recording whatever experience they most needed. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, again, live or on the recording, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, beautiful divine allies. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? And that closes the container. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, you're welcome to check it out at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. We have lots more events every month for members only, a huge variety of helpful stuff, lots of courses and all kinds of ways to support your accelerated healing and awakening and support for the great global process too. So if you want to check it out, awakeningplus.com. All right, let's open this up for feedback. Give me a sec. Let me allow unmuting. All right, anyone on the live call can now simply unmute themselves and speak. Don't raise your hand, just do it. And if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. Most people tend to type in the chat and some speak. And we'll hang out for a few minutes. But if you got to go, that's fine. The container's closed and you're welcome to depart if that serves your highest good, and you're welcome to hang around. Barb.
I got very, very cold,
Okay.
and that was, I wasn't cold before, and all of a sudden I was very, very cold.
Okay.
So I put my blanket on and turned it on, and it's much better,
Oh,
but
good.
I'm so calm and
Oh.
peaceful.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a good experience, Barb. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, temperature fluctuations are very common in deep energetic work. I've had experiences where I alternated hot. I remember one ceremony I did where I was taking my shirt off, putting it back on. I must have done that a dozen times because my body was hot, cold. You just never know. Thanks for the feedback, Barb.
Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've had some pretty major triggering events in my life recently, and at the start of the session, I was having a sensation like a corroded knife blade in my lower abdomen.
Yowza.
Really intense, a lot of rage, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And by the end, I would say it was 95% gone.
Wow.
So yeah, there's just a tiny sliver left.
Okay.
But yeah, I was really surprised by how much of it took away. So that was
Wow.
great. Thank
Wow.
you.
I'm so glad you got a good healing there.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you, Alice.
Yeah, and thanks for allowing it to
Yeah.
happen. Well done, Nicole. There's some stuff in the chat I want to catch up with. Rina, Rhina, I think, says felt very light, calm throughout the session, very relaxing. Thank you. Tina said thank you. Sheena said thank you, Benjamin. That was so powerful. During the first song, my home made the most enormous crack. I had many sensations and felt the whole of the top of my head as though it was open. Fantastic. That was your crown chakra opening up. Well done, Sheena. Brittany says, me too. That's the angels. Their hands are icy cold. Jesse says, such beautiful bliss. Thank you all so much. Barb said, thank you, Benjamin and everyone. Much appreciated. And then I hope I say this right. Aparajita, or it's Aparajita, I'm not sure which, says, I had a strange dream yesterday night, which I wasn't able to figure out, but now it's kind of making sense. Thank you. And Nikita says, thank you, Benjamin. And that's all the chat. We're caught up there. And then Aparajita sent some beautiful icons. Elizabeth says, I felt little brushes on my hair and face. Yeah, those are the allies giving you little strokes, I guess. C. Gentile says, felt like I was vibrating. Thank you. Well, I was vibrating. My body often shakes when I do this kind of work. Sometimes I got to shake heavy stuff up before they can flush it away. Vibration is normally some kind of resistance, and they will, you know, sh vibrate you to shake stuff up so they can clear it away or transmute it to love and light. All right, we're caught up on the chat. Anyone else want to jump in and speak or type something else? Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for the singing. That was fabulous. It really was kind of brought me into that space even deeper.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank
That
you.
was the intention. I'm glad it worked. Yeah, all those songs were from ayahuasca ceremonies, and they carry a lot of power. They're called Icaros or Icaros. And there's a whole bunch of songs in that tradition that are specifically designed to move energy in particular ways. Anybody else got a question or comment?
Yeah, Benjamin, on that last comment, the second song, how exactly is that meant to move energy? Because that one moved quite a bit for me.
Yeah,
And
that is the Chiruk-Sinango. That is a
yeah.
medicine plant. And yeah, that is a pretty intense song. I wasn't called to take it up to really high intensity. Sometimes I go even faster and more intense with that.
I remember.
But that's definitely a shake-up song. That song really
Okay.
clears stuff and moves it through. And
Yep.
I've had some very powerful cleansings and ayahuasca ceremonies when the shaman sang
Okay.
that one.
Yeah, thanks. It definitely felt like it did that. Yeah.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad it worked. And Aparajita says, can you please explain ayahuasca, please? Oh my gosh, how long have you got? Just very concisely, ayahuasca is a medicinal potion. It is a plant spirit teacher. It's used widely in shamanic work in South America and yeah, those countries. It is a psychoactive plant spirit medicine. When you drink it in ceremony, you go into profound altered states. You can have really intense healings, really amazing awakenings. I've worked with ayahuasca for the last 18 years, probably over 300 ceremonies by now. I continue to work with it. And it is the most powerful helper that I have to accelerate my own healing and awakening process. Part of what happens here in Awakening Plus is some of ayahuasca's energy is available here through me because she is so blended with me. I couldn't even begin to tell you where ayahuasca ends and Benjamin begins. I'm just sort of blended up with her. So she is very kind to come through in energetically with the work. And ayahuasca is very good, like all our allies are, at knowing what you need and do you need healing? Do you need awakening? All that. So, if you want to explore it, if you just, it's AYAHUASCA. There's tons of stuff on the internet about it if you want to learn about it. But that maybe gives you a taste. What I do say about ayahuasca, if anyone's contemplating it, just know that if you drink ayahuasca, you may come face to face with the deepest, nastiest trauma of your life, and you may have to burrow through it for hours on end before you get to the end of it. And you don't have any choice in the matter. So ayahuasca runs the show when you drink her, and this effect could last 7, 8 hours. So what I say is don't even think about drinking ayahuasca unless you're ready to face the deepest, most intense, difficult things you've ever experienced in this life or past lives. She can be very intense, and yet the intensity comes with commensurate speed. So she's very powerful. It's not for everybody, and you can't use her if you're taking like antidepressants. So there's certain contraindications. But if it works for you, like it does for me, then it's amazing. Very powerful accelerator of healing and awakening. And again, Awakening Plus holds some of that energy indirectly and helps folks, she helps you energetically through what we do here. Can you use ayahuasca if you have kidney disease? As far as I know. But again, anyone you work with who is facilitating, you would need to let them know about any challenges you have, and it would be the shaman's judgment call as to whether it would be appropriate to have you in a ceremony or not. It's really up to the individual shaman. The only thing I know for sure is you cannot drink the medicine if you're on antidepressants. That would be a very possibly lethal combination. You wouldn't want to do that. Let's see. Faye said, thank you, Benjamin. Always love the music. Debbie asked about ayahuasca and kidney disease. Again, check with your shaman. Aparajita says, thank you so much for this healing and connecting us to the divine. And Nicole says, regarding ayahuasca, it's not for the faint of heart or body. I could not agree more. Yeah, you got to be pretty determined. Basically, the people who drink it are willing to do whatever it takes to get serious with their healing and awakening journey. So when you're at that level of commitment, then it becomes a serious option, in my opinion. Definitely not recreational. It is serious medicine. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Hey, Kirk. Kirk, are you there? So Kirk has unmuted, but I cannot hear him. So, Kirk, be aware that if you're talking, I can't hear you. All right, I'll catch up then with the chat. Sheena says, blessings, everyone. Have a safe and wonderful journey until we meet again in this safe space. Oh, that's sweet. Ellen says, I felt tingling in my head and a heaviness in my torso. What does the heaviness mean? Usually, the heaviness is making you aware of heavy energy that was already there, but now you're more aware of it. And usually, the heaviness often will leave or transmute in the course of the work. Jeannie says, had an interesting, lovely interaction with a new guide. Thanks, Benjamin. That's sweet, Jeannie. I'm hearing some sound. Is that you, Kirk? I heard a couple of clicks, but still no voice. So keep trying, Kirk.
You hear me now?
There you are. I hear you now.
Oh, great. Unlike previous times, I didn't notice much during the session. But at the end, after the session, my head is, I feel some kind of a headache. Pulsations, the left-hand side, right-hand side.
So it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'd recommend is what they've done is they've stirred stuff up for you to work with. I would recommend you now do a healing invocation. Just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then just rest in awareness of the discomfort. And that is the best way I know for the to call in your own higher self and or any allies that you're working with. We'll get in there and hopefully stir it up and flush it away. So my belief is it has been brought up to be cleared if you're willing to do that. And again, my recommendations say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Then simply hold awareness of the discomfort. That's all you do. Don't try to help in any way beyond that. Let them, and you'll know within a few minutes if they're able to help you with that. Beyond that, do whatever seems to be necessary to work with your headache.
Okay, thank you, Al.
You're
Thank you.
welcome. Thanks for joining us. Let's see. Let me. There was some chatting. Let me see if I can catch up with it. Give me a sec to scroll up. Ellen and Jeannie Lee both said thank you. Elizabeth said, "Does doing the awakening daily bring people as deep as a group experience such as this?" Eventually, possibly. The deeper you go, the more powerful you can get just doing it on your own because you're never alone. You have all these beautiful allies helping you out. Typically, people do have stronger experiences in group processes, and that's why group processes, I think, are a very helpful component of anyone's spiritual practice if they're willing to do that. The Sangha, the group of fellow practitioners, can be so important and so helpful. We all lift each other up. So, normally, people have stronger experiences in group processes like this. But once you get rolling, you can have some very powerful experiences on your own as well. So I like it to be a both and. I hope that's a helpful answer, Elizabeth. Anybody else got a question or comment? Debbie says, are you going to visit New Zealand this year? I have no plans to do that. I could be surprised, but no current plans for international travel. Thanks for asking. Darla, hello.
Hello. What does AL Companion do on here
AL
this time?
Companion?
Yeah, it says
Oh,
AL
AI
Companion.
Companion. Okay.
AI? Oh, so
Yes.
sorry.
Zoom has a lovely feature. A few months or two ago, they introduced an AI Companion. It makes a summary of all the events that it's active on. So I don't use it so much for these events, but when I work with individual clients, it actually creates a summary as if a secretary had been sitting there taking notes overall on what was being said. And I send those to my individual clients afterward. I don't normally, I just don't bother to turn it off. I have it automated to be active. But yeah, AI is kind of listening in and creating an actual summary of what happens. I just love it. It's so helpful with my individual client work, especially. Good question. Yeah, personally, I just love AI. I'm using it for images and it's helping me with my advertising and writing. And yeah, I'm partnering with it very happily.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Let's see, Debbie said, do you work with individual clients? I absolutely do. If you go to my services site, which is astroshaman.com, astroshaman.com, I do astrology, I do shamanic healing, I do life coaching. And that's also the site where you can catch up with my videos and podcasts and all that kind of stuff too. I do all that stuff as well. So yeah, just check out astroshaman.com, Debbie, and you can check out what I do. Any other questions or comments? Debbie said, thank you so much. Gave me a little flirtily. Thank you. All right, it's slowing down. Any last questions or comments before we close the call? Nicole says, thanks, Benjamin and Allies. By the way, the Allies said, this is a best of. So, in the membership, we have, of course, the whole chronological listing of events. But then when the Allies let me know that was a really good one, you need to kind of set that one up special. We have a best of area where members can go and just pick the absolute cream of the crop events and know that any event they pick in that area is going to be great. And they are divided by categories so people can pick an appropriate kind of event for what they're wanting. And this will be in there. Last call for questions or comments. All right. Thanks, each and every one of you, for being here. So grateful, whether you're a member or not. Again, if you're not a member and this sounds interesting, I think it might support you. Check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. Thanks so much, everybody. We do free public events twice a month. And if you're on my mailing list, if you go to astroshaman.com and sign up on my email list, you'll get notified about that and some other stuff I do as well. Big thanks to everybody. Thanks for helping us co-create such a beautiful event. And big blessings to you all. Good night.